Welcome to Tales of Ted DeGrazia, a Big Blend radio podcast covering the art, life, and career of Southwest artist Ted DeGrazia, as well as the current events and exhibits happening at DeGrazia Gallery in the Sun. It's a 10-acre National Historic Landmark located in Tucson, Arizona. We are here at DeGrazia Gallery in the Sun instead of doing this over the phone, Lance. It's good to see you.
Good to see you.
We're actually here.
It's amazing.
We're here in sunny Tucson. It is sunny and warm and bright. By the time this airs, it might not be, though. We're always here on the fourth Sunday with you, so by that time, it could get chilly in Tucson.
We can only hope.
I'm sorry, but we're liking this right now.
Well, I'm sorry, but we're sick of 120 degrees every day, so.
All right, but
We need some cool weather.
It is beautiful to see giant, big, blue sky. Like, amazing to see the saguaro cactus and then come to the gallery. Everything's bright and colorful. And obviously we went go to see the new exhibits, right? That we've talked about on the last shows, the beggars, the black and white paint. Those are really cool. The black and white paintings.
I agree.
Those are, everyone needs to come and see those. And also the Mexican Revolution one, that exhibit. But lo and behold, again, something new. It's like, I didn't see some of the Kachina sculptures that Ted DeGrazia done. Some of the sculptures, I don't know. I probably did, but it's been a while since we've been to the gallery, and no one should wait 5 years to go.
You forget what's here. It's very cool to kind of remember what was really here.
Yeah, walk through again and see some of the paintings, and some I'm like, I wanted to come back and see specific ones, you know? The Cabeza de Vaca, that series, for some reason, it just does something, and there's the one painting with the mosquito paint in it. Like, I don't remember the mosquito, but there it is, so it was cool to come back just for the mosquito.
Right.
Well, that was to represent the malaria.
That was, yeah.
So, real recap on that. So, Cabeza de Vaca, that series is one of the permanent exhibits at the gallery for Ted DeGrazia. And that shows when Cabeza de Vaca, and was it 200 people, 600 people?
700 men. 720 men or something like that.
Wow.
That went on the expedition and all of them died except for four.
It was all malaria.
No.
Dysentery, starvation.
Malaria got them. I mean, they died of a lot of different things. Malaria was a big one. You know, Indians was a big one too.
Mm.
They were getting killed and.
So they landed in Texas, so he's got a lot of paintings of the cactus and even harvesting the cactus.
Well, yeah, that particular group walked through Texas, New Mexico, and Arizona.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
By the time they got to Arizona, everybody was dead.
Wow, that's nice. So, but that's the thing about Ted DeGrazia is always kind of painting history. And the black and white ones, the black and white exhibit is really cool. The movement of what he's able to do. Like,
they might as well be in color. They have that feel to them, even though they're black and white.
There's a little tinge of
vibrant.
Yellow.
They're very vibrant.
There's like a little tinge of yellowy kind of feel. I don't know if it's age or.
No, I think that's probably just old white paint.
Old white paint is like old. Clean it up. No, but it's just there's a lot of texture that he's done in it,
right.
And a lot of movement, as he always does. But like seeing the cockfight paintings in black and white, then going seeing the color ones, and the colors are so bright, vibrant. But dude, like that's pretty amazing to see. So those will be on display until like I think it's the 24th or 25th of January.
Correct.
And then December is the big festival. You got the fiesta.
We got the Festival of Guadalupe on December 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
With entertainment and
the
mariachis, the deer dancers will be here. Some food.
Oh, that's good.
There's food, and so that'll be our big party of the year.
And so
that's about a month away.
Yeah, and then you've got the little gallery going now too.
Little gallery's open, right?
And so those are all visiting artists that stay until April. But that used to be Ted DeGrazia's gallery at the beginning.
That was his original gallery.
Okay, and you can still go to his house.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And the mission.
And the mission, and the old house, and it's all of it.
It's beautiful to see all the mountains again, you know? I miss the mountains. The Tucson just, it's so beautiful.
Well, you're here now.
I know, but it's beautiful.
Take a picture.
I will, Lance. I will. But yeah, so now we're talking about the holidays, you know, Thanksgiving. People can shop online, right? And that's a big deal for the gallery. People can shop online for gift cards, ornaments, everything for their kitchen.
Original paintings.
Original paintings, too. Wow. Really?
Really.
Online?
Online.
And you have the consignment store, too.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay. So the consignment store is where people call you up and say, I've got an original Ted DeGrazia. And you go, no, you don't. And then once in a blue moon, yes, you do.
Now, most of the people that want to sell their paintings know they have an original.
Right, right.
So,
and that is when I, and my joke about that is because he's like known as being the most reproduced artist in the world with all the prints and everything he's done. I mean,
right. And we do come across a lot of old prints that people think are original.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we do have that problem.
So let's talk about some of the Christmas cards, because we're getting towards that, because you have Roadrunners with Santa. And, you know, Christmas ornaments and all kinds of things.
Angels decorating Ocotillos, angels flying around saguaros, Santa riding
a roadrunner,
right?
I love that.
There's a bunch of them.
So it's really for anybody in the Southwest that enjoys the Southwest, you know,
yeah,
culture.
You know what? People back east, they're different. Yep. So, you know, they're kind of unique, and that's a good thing that it's different that you could give your friends in a different part of the country.
Or internationally, too, which is really cool. But you really have, like, a lot for, like, trivets and for the kitchen. That's what I think is kind of cool. It's a nice way to
have
different glasses, bells, and calendars. I remember you guys posted that you have your new calendars, too.
And t-shirts.
You're wearing one, right?
I am.
Ah, there it is. Well, Lance has a t-shirt. There it is. So
mariachis.
So you're getting ready for the festival, then.
We are.
Yeah, that's cool, because you guys pack out pretty quick, huh? Do people have to make reservations to come out for that? Just show
up? No, we just we set up a few hundred chairs. We set up a stage, and people just show up all day long.
Hang out at the gallery.
Yeah, you know, probably 1,000 people, 1,200 people.
Nice.
Throughout the course of the day.
Nice.
So it's really nice.
It's nice to see people coming, and I'm glad to see people traveling again. That's a cool. Though I do want you all to go back to driving school. I'm just kidding. But listen, I just drove across the country to get here. So I'm just saying. I'm not saying everyone in Tucson drives perfectly.
Right.
But
they send everybody here from somewhere else, and they throw them on the goofy streets in Tucson and say, have at it.
Yeah, right?
So it's yeah.
Actually, it's pretty amazing to be on streets where you can, I like having the big blue sky, like it to be so open. I'm not used to that anymore. Like, being back east, you can't see down the road that far because of the trees. And
right.
So it's a little different. And the first thing we saw were quail when we first crossed over the border. And there were little quail. We went to see our friends at the LDV Winery out near Fort Bowie in Chiricahua National Monument. And we saw a bear.
Nice.
In Chiricahua National Monument. You have little bears here.
We don't have grizzly bears. No. We have black bears.
They're cute.
They're not cute.
No, I thought he was cute.
They're about 400 pounds and they'll eat your ass.
I know, but you know. Well, you know, anyway, but he's cute. He jumped in front of the car and said, hello. He was very cute, but we aren't one of those tourists who start trying to play with them. That's not a smart maneuver. No, because then you will have your butt bitten.
That's true.
And then we will have to laugh at you on the news. But there's a lot to do. This is a good season to come out to Tucson. Are you seeing more international visitors come out?
A few.
Yeah.
You know, our season hasn't quite started yet. We're we should be gearing up for more people, you know, in the next 2 weeks, 3 weeks, people will start rolling in. It's starting to get cold back east.
Yep.
I know it got really cold in Chicago this week. So, and it's still really nice here. So it won't take long. People will start
coming in.
Showing back up. And yeah.
And saying, gee, it's sweater weather when back east and up north, everybody's in, you know, bundled up. And I did that. And Nancy and I have done that. And it is beautiful with sunny skies and big blue skies. I mean, it's just sunshine. And the sun is warm here where it's not warm back there in the winter. You could have the sun beat down on you, but you don't feel anything. So it's true. You don't feel anything. There's no warmth. So if you're seeking sun, come here, because it is the gallery in the sun.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So people come see the original exhibits and the ones that are on display until January, and then we'll get to find out what the new ones are. Right. Do you know? Are you allowed to tell?
Yeah, one of them is it's a series of silk screens titled the Nogales Bus.
Oh, wow.
That one's really nice. I like that one. What else? I'm not sure. I don't know what else is coming, but I know the Nogales Bus is coming.
Oh, I want to see that. And okay, I want to go back to the beggars. DeGrazia did some weird clown stuff. I have to bring him up. The clown thing is a little creepy.
Yeah, DeGrazia, you know, I think that when he was in Italy, he was watching the Italian circus, and it's not quite the same as the American circus, and I think that the Italian clowns might have been a little creepy.
Yeah, because they all do those masks and everything, too, over there.
Yeah, and they, I mean...
And then over here we have rodeo clowns, a little different.
Right, DeGrazia did some paintings of, like, a clown funeral.
What?
And, yeah, I mean, it's very odd stuff. A bunch of sad clowns, you know, carrying another clown's casket. They're different. They're really different.
You know, Nancy and I were clowns once.
Once?
We were. And then you'd go into the drive-thrus and, you know, like, go through a drive-thru bank.
Right.
With all makeup on. And we didn't realize there are people who really are scared of clowns. And that one painting in there with the one in the beggar series, that's kind of freaky. That's going to sit with me for a while. It is. But we'd do festivals, and it was a fundraiser for a wildlife charity. And people would literally run and scream out of fear from us. And we're like, what do you mean? You know, you're not really scared.
You're a creepy clown.
Apparently I was. Nancy, I chased the llama guy in my clown outfit. He had like a animal thing, and he had this little train. He kept hitting our stand. And I said, hey, man, stop doing that. You're, you know, ruining our display and everything. And he did it again, and I got mad, and I chased him through the festival with my clown shoes and my clown outfit. And apparently clowns weren't supposed to say things that I did. And then people found out I didn't go to clown school, and now we're not clowns. So that's information you really needed to know.
You are supposed to have your clown diploma. And it does count for something.
So there you go, people, the history of clowns. But come out and see these, you know, these temporary exhibits, and then the actual, there's six main exhibits for everybody. For the you've got six of the permanent, right?
There's Padre Kino, Cabeza de Vaca, Papago Indian Legends. Mm. There's a retrospective room. Mm. There's the Yaki Easter and the bullfight. Mm. So there's seven
permanent
collections and three rotating galleries. So there's 10 galleries altogether.
Wow, it's a lot. And the gallery itself is something to come look at. It is definitely a piece of architecture that is of good interest. So thank you, Lance. It is so good to see you, everyone. DeGrazia.org is the website. Thank you for tuning in. Get your butts to Tucson. Thank you for listening to Big Blend Radio's Tales of Ted DeGrazia show. This show airs every fourth Sunday. Learn more about DeGrazia Gallery in the Sun at DeGrazia.org. Follow the show at BigBlendRadio.com.